No need to panic. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That assessment from White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci as cases of a new COVID variant rise.
Over time, it likely will be the dominant variant. Worldwide, it's already about 91% of all the recognizable isolates.
And Fauci tells Fox's Neil Cavuto, COVID restrictions and mask requirements being dropped could be leading to the rise in cases. This is a new Fox News poll reveals that a majority of Americans feel that COVID-19 is somewhat under control.
The latest Fox News poll finds that 83% of those surveyed think COVID-19 is at least somewhat under control, up 24 points since January. A little under one in six feel that it's not at all under control. Three quarters of those polled believe it's likely there will be another wave of COVID in the next year. Half of voters polled say the pandemic has permanently changed life in the U.S. And President Biden got his first net positive rating of the year on his handling of the pandemic, with 50% approval and 48% disapproval. More than 1,000 registered voters nationwide were surveyed for the poll between March 18th and 21st. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden continuing his European trip earlier today, speaking with troops in Poland and meeting some of the refugees that have fled to that country from Ukraine.
Those little babies, little children, and looking at mothers who you don't have to understand the language they speak. You just see in their eyes the pain.
The president said to meet with the president of Poland tomorrow to discuss the humanitarian response to the refugee crisis. Yesterday, the president was in Brussels, where he met with NATO and G7 allies to discuss further aid to Ukraine and more sanctions for Russia. Wall Street, after an up-and-down day, stocks ended the day mixed. The Dow added 153, the Nasdaq off 22. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A tentative agreement reached between the Minneapolis Teachers Union and the city's public schools, ending a weeks-long strike.
The collective action of our members has shown that strikes work. We know that we needed fundamental change in the Minneapolis public schools, and that was a big part of what this is about.
Teachers Union President Sean Layden, the sticking points over pay, class sizes, student mental health support, and protections for teachers of color. The school superintendent calls the agreement fair. Students and staff expected to return to class Monday. A Maryland judge has ruled the state's new congressional map is unconstitutional. It's the first Democratic-drawn map to be struck down during this cycle after a census. The Academy Awards will honor a long-running film franchise and another movie some consider the greatest ever made.
James Bond looks pretty good for 60, and The Godfather is turning 50. Both will be celebrated at Sunday night's 94th annual Oscar ceremony. The two will be a part of the overriding theme of the year, Movie Lovers Unite. Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes, and Amy Schumer will host the celebration. Earlier in the week, Schumer said that an invite to Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky was turned down by producers, but Packer said they couldn't comment definitively, but that the show and its tribute to Ukraine is still a work in progress. The Oscars air at 8 Eastern on ABC. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A new interactive exhibit focusing on prints is set to open later this year in Chicago. The immersive exhibit will allow visitors to step inside the Purple Rain album cover and will include some of Prince's clothes and instruments, as well as a working mock-up of one of his studios at Paisley Park, the Minneapolis recording studio where Prince lived and worked. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.